Huddle up, dear friends. Drew, Mark, and you getting together for 30 solid minutes of Texans information here on Texans Huddle. Mark, how are you?
I'm doing great. Camp is underway. We are fired up, ready to go. I can feel it. I can feel the season coming along.
Yes, you can. And you know who else was fired up? The rest of the Houston Texans when DeAndre Hopkins made his return to camp on Monday. Not to say they weren't fired up on Sunday at the first day of camp, but seeing number 10 back in the fold, that'll boost your spirits.
Yeah, I can tell you this. Brock Osweiler was certainly fired up because this offense is a work in progress. We'll get to that in a moment. But DeAndre missed day one, got back to work on day two. He loves this game. He knows how important it is to try to win a Super Bowl right here in Houston. And everybody was thrilled to see him return to the fold.
Man, it feels great. Be out here with my teammates and my coaches. I mean, it's the best thing. Best thing I can think about doing right now. I love playing football. I love it.
It was a start. There were some good things. There were some things I would like to have back. There were some learning experiences. I'm sure there's some plays that he wants to have back. And, you know, that's what I call a bad play. I call it a learning experience because I'm going to go in, he's going to go in, whoever it is, we're going to go in, we're going to study that tape hard, and we're going to clean that experience up so that's a good play the next time. And between Hop and myself, we had a few of those today, but you know what? He's a tremendous player, and he really makes my job easy. I got to throw it in his direction, and he makes me look good.
Anytime you get you have the leader of that group out there, no question that it's important because, you know, you can see out there today he's talking to Fuller, talking to Braxton, other guys, Wendell Williams, about different things in the offense, how to line up, how we run certain drills. So anytime you have that presence, that's something that's really good for your team.
2015 Pro Bowler doing things like he did last year, making those catches that not too many other people can do.
Oh, my gosh.
So he was one big story of the week. And I'll say the other huge story from week one of Texans training camp was the dominance on defense. They looked like they did down the stretch in 2015.
Well, remember, down the stretch, they were the number one defense in the league over the last 9 weeks, and that doesn't happen by accident. They've been dominant out here, even without J.J. Watt, because there's some cohesion there. They've played together for a little while now. Bernardrick McKinney coming along in year two. Brian Cushing in year eight, a true leader of this team. You have Vince Wilfork, who's played for three decades, it seems. They're handling their business well.
You know, just the potential, how we're looking, you know, just a lot of good things out there for us to go and grasp, but we got to work for it. And it's something I'm looking forward to doing and just very excited for this upcoming season.
How about this heat? I know you're from South Carolina, but
it's hot. Only thing you can get used to, but yeah, it's hot. But got to get the work done, you know. Got to come out here and work. It's a grind. It's not going to be easy. Everybody know that, and we got to do it every day.
Just as the same group kind of being together, you know, we definitely got a lot of tough guys, a lot of smart guys. You know, we got some great leaders in Brian Cushing and Vince and, you know, and J.J. So, you know, with those guys leading the way, you know, we're definitely going, you know, going the right footsteps. And, you know, like I said, we got some tough guys, so it's always good to get the pass on and you know, they hear him crank a little bit.
We've seen some wins there by the defense, but the offense, they've had their day as well. Brock Osweiler and company progressing. That's been the key word, progressing through, well, week one and getting acclimated to each other.
Yeah, I thought it was a slow start on the first day of camp. Then Hopkins gets back day two, and plus the offense being together for a full day, they look better on day two. Then first day in pads, defense wins. Second day in pads, offense comes along. Bill O'Brien said it well, that the offense has not been together, and you need that timing and everything. You had that long break between minicamp and training camp.
You know, there's always growth, and there's always areas that you can improve upon, and you just hope that from one practice to the next, with all your meetings in between, you clean up those things and you do improve. We're off to a good start, but that's all it is. It's just a start.
You had Brock Osweiler out in Arizona. You worked with him all through OTAs and minicamp. How do you feel that chemistry is coming along between the two of you?
Real good. I think that, you know, Brock is a great guy. You know, he's a hard worker. You know, probably one of the hardest working QBs I've ever played with. He's going to do whatever it takes to put us in the right position to win.
I'm just trying to get adjusted, you know, to how my guys block. And, you know, I feel like once we get in the rhythm, you know, everything will start clicking.
One thing you've noticed, Mark, about this training camp when it ends each day, been just a little bit quieter. And that's because number 99 has not been ringing the field.
Well, it's true. I mean, he's a celebrity beyond football, so that appeals to a lot of people. And even though the stands are packed, you definitely notice that a little bit. And you certainly notice that he's not on the defensive line, which is the most important thing. There's a silver, tiny silver lining there that J.J. Watt's absence means more reps for some of his teammates. But Watt was at camp and explained his situation.
So what happened was last season I herniated the disc in my back. But it wasn't a terrible herniation, so obviously I could keep playing. And then throughout the off season, there'd be slight flare-ups here and there, but we'd always get it under control, so there was nothing really bad. So right before training camp, we just wanted to do a checkup just to make sure and see where I was at. And once the MRI came back, we realized it was worse than we thought. So that's when we knew. That's why it happened so close to training camp. It's not because it's 190 degrees and I just didn't feel like going out there. Successful surgery. We took a whole bunch of crap out of my back. And so now I feel good. And for the first 2 weeks, it told me really just walk and lay down is my rehab. So that's all I've been doing. But they said as soon as the 2 weeks is up, I kind of ramp up pretty quickly. So I can't put a solid start date on when I'm going to be able to play. I've never missed a game in my 5 years. 2012, I missed all of training camp. Didn't have a problem there. Don't see this being a problem. And I don't plan on missing my first game now, but I can't promise it. So I'm going to do everything I can. I jogged today a little bit. I don't know. They probably weren't terribly happy to see me do that. But I felt good. Like, that's what's crazy is I feel good. Like, my body feels good. So it's just a matter of now listening to them and what they tell me to do. And I'll do whatever they tell me to do just so that I know I can be healthy for the first game.
Well, we don't know when he's going to be back. He said, Drew, that he doesn't intend on missing any games. I'll take him for his word for now, but you never know.
I'm always going to take J.J. Watt for his word. He's kind of lived up to it, I think. A little bit later, we got to hear from the general manager, Rick Smith. But coming up next, put your binoculars on because Observations with John Harris is coming up.